USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
David Koch has died today, political activist and philanthropist. He was 79 and lost a long battle with cancer. His wealth has been estimated to exceed $42 billion. And political analyst Larry Sabato says he and his brother Charles have been quite a conservative force, putting their money behind issues and then the candidates they supported who'd fight for them.
They're estimated to have spent a collective $1 billion or more. Now, that's a very large sum in politics, even today.
Word is Democratic Representative Seth Moulton has ended his bid to become president. The Massachusetts Democrat expected to make a formal announcement that he's dropping out of the race when he gives a speech at the DNC summer meeting shortly in San Francisco. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
As he considers giving President Trump a primary challenge, former Republican governor of South Carolina Mark Sanford is pointing to overspending and the federal deficit.
We now have a $22-plus trillion national debt. We've never had as high a debt before in our country's history.
President Trump is calling the Federal Reserve Board weak after its chairman Jerome Powell said this morning the global economic outlook has been deteriorating. On Twitter, the president says it's, quote, incredible that the Fed can speak without knowing or asking what he is doing with the economy. Stocks dropped after the president's comments. Meanwhile, the Fed chairman is repeating his pledge to keep the economic expansion going as he spoke this morning at the central bank's annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Powell saying the Fed will, quote, act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's biggest phone companies now promising to use new technology to spot and block robocalls. The pledge is part of an agreement with 51 attorneys general. Officials say there were 4.7 billion robocalls made to American phones in July alone. The agreement calls for the phone companies to use call blocking technology and to provide free blocking tools to customers as well. President Trump weighs in on some news about a former staffer.
Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer will be in the spotlight again as he joins the popular TV show Dancing with the Stars. President Trump on Twitter saying, just heard that Sean Spicer will be on Dancing with the Stars. He will do great. A terrific person who loves our country dearly.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And a New York woman has a fishing story that would certainly be unbelievable if she didn't have the pictures to prove it. Debbie Geddes reeling in a fish that has two mouths. She reeled it in while recently angling on Lake Champlain in New York State. The odd-looking trout has what appears to be a second mouth right below its regular mouth. Geddes says she actually hooked the fish by its lower mouth, for the record. She ended up releasing the fish back into the lake since she says it otherwise appeared to be in good health. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.